This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says Israel has agreed to allow humanitarian assistance to begin flowing into Gaza from Egypt under conditions that shipments be subject to inspections and the aid should go to civilians and not Hamas militants.
And if Hamas diverts or steals the assistance, they will have demonstrated once again that they have no concern for the welfare of the Palestinian people.
Biden spoke from Tel Aviv, Israel, where he arrived Wednesday to show support for the U.S. ally after the October 7th attack by Hamas. Nearly 1,400 people were killed in the attack. Israel had cut off the flow of food, fuel, and water to the Gaza Strip after the attack. A massive blast at a Gaza City hospital killed hundreds on Tuesday, but while the deadly explosion sparked outrage, Israel and the U.S. say they have evidence Israel is not to blame. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Intercepted audio put out overnight by the Israel Defense Force. A conversation by two alleged Hamas operatives putting the blame for the hospital blast on a rocket fired by the group Palestinian Islamic Jihad. In Tel Aviv Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence is drawing a similar conclusion.
Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
U.S. officials tell VOA the assessment's based on a combination of overhead imagery, intercepts, and other sources. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinian rocket attacks on Israel resumed shortly before Biden's arrival after a 12-hour lull. Israeli strikes on Gaza continued Wednesday, including on cities in South Gaza that Israel had described as